Okay, this is side two. I guess by the time you receive this tape, you will have had a visit from Chocho. I think it was on the 8th that she was supposed to come down. And perhaps Dawn. That would have been very, very nice. I hope everything is well with Chocho and Dawn. I made a tape to you on the 6th. You probably wouldn't get it in time for them arriving. I must tape to Chocho. I am very, very negligent. I haven't heard from her in a very long time. Very long. I have no idea of what is happening. I really should communicate. I also owe Auntie Lizzie a note. She wrote a wee note that I mentioned to you. It was in the envelope you had addressed for her. And I have not responded, Duchess. I thought I would do it tonight, but I'm just so tired. I really feel very, very relaxed. So, I don't know, perhaps tomorrow. You know, another thing is that a couple of people have dropped off books. Everybody's swapping paperbacks and whatnot. And I have 3 or 4 of them, and I never get to read them. I don't know what I do with my time. Some of it, Duchess, we have a lot of new personnel. And when they come in, we spend an awful lot of time taking them to dinner and spending the evening with them. And this eats into all your personal time. And I do resent it, but it's a necessary factor. And the same thing with girls leaving, and particularly these summer months. We get an awful lot of new people coming in and old gals, or I shouldn't say old gals, but gals who have completed their tour in Vietnam, they're on their way home. And this eats into a great deal of, as I say, your private time. Things basically have not changed. It really is ridiculous. I don't know if I mentioned this, and it's a little hard to follow, but Colonel Maiello, our director of Special Services Agency, is trying to set up area directors in corps. And so the Third Corps people are supposed to go to this other building here at Long Bend. You know, we are presently located at the headquarters. Well, we have nobody to fill in the staff positions at headquarters. And so I have been doubling as a staff assistant and as the area director or assistant area director for 3rd and 4th Corps, which is a big portion of Vietnam. And so he wanted Vera and I to move out to this other building located at Saigon Support Command here at Long Bend. And, of course, we couldn't do this. This would leave Jane alone in the office. And, of course, this is her own fault, Duchess, because she has never filled these positions. And so Jane said we could not go, and Colonel Maiello said we would go. And this battered back and forth. And so, finally, the agreement was that one would go. Vera would stay with Jane at the headquarters, and I would go to the other office. And so Jane says, first Jane said I was not going, Maiello said I was going, and I felt like a yo-yo on a string. So Jane said, well, I could go over in the morning and work there and then return to the headquarters office in the afternoon. And so this is what I did today. I went over there and spent the whole morning. All they have set up there are a few desks, and it just is so ridiculous. That just, I carry my work from the headquarters to the Saigon Support Office. I sit there all morning, and then in the afternoon I go back to my desk at UCV, just so there's a body there, and it just drives me crazy. And of course, next month he's going to open up 2nd Corps, and Jane said I will have to go up there too. Well, I haven't yet figured it out, how I'm going to work at Saigon Support Command at headquarters, how I'm going to work at 2 Corps, and how I'm going to help close out the Delta. It's just impossible. I get dizzy thinking about it. But there isn't anybody else. There's absolutely no one. So I don't know. It's so crazy. It really is. I'm getting to the point where I'm tired. I just, you know, the novelty of the job, I think, at times wears off. And I have a tremendous desire to come home and do nothing but rest. I would like to really spend 3 or 4 weeks on the beach somewhere, just anywhere, Duchess, so I can roam around in a bathing suit and a pair of shorts and nothing else. I really could be a beachcomber with little difficulty. Charmaine is pretty much in the same boat. She is ready to go home. She is hanging around to get her promotion in October. She should be able to get her tin. She mentioned today, she said, Anne, let's go home in November. Well, this isn't a bad idea. I am ready at this point. It's just so abnormal, this living. It's very difficult to explain. But in December, Duchess, it would be a whole year for me at the GS-10 level, even though I've been at this level since next month, September. But on paper, you know, it didn't come through until December. And if I stay, it could be beneficial, because then I have what they call a salary protection. If you are 1 year at a grade level, you can receive that same level of pay should you return to the government in a different capacity. It doesn't have to be with special services. So I think it would be beneficial to stay that extra month rather than leaving in November. I did plan, as I said originally, to stay to the spring, but I don't know. Maybe I will, Duchess. It'll be a change, too, when Jane goes home in 2 weeks. She goes home on the 1st of September, and then Betty comes in on the 10th of September. And Jane won't return until the very end of October. So September and October will be a change of pace, because Jane and I do not see eye to eye. No two ways. And she is so helpless, Duchess. You know, she is going down to Saigon tomorrow, and so is Vera. Vera is going to a party with Charmaine. Jane wanted to go to the party, then she decided she would not, and then she couldn't make up her mind. So I called my friend at flight scheduling and told him to book me on a flight tomorrow afternoon to go down to Saigon, Hotel 3. And while I was on the phone, I said, Vera, do you want to go? And she said, yes, because Vera's going in. And then Jane said, oh, I guess I better go. Well, it turned out there wasn't room for three people. There was just room for two, because General Bowers is going to be on that chopper, and he's our AG general. And so I think Jane was very annoyed, because we just took Jane's name off. She really is so helpless, Duchess, because she wants to go to Kwantlen Island tomorrow, and I don't want to go. I have other plans. She wants to go Sunday, I guess, and Vera doesn't want to go. And she says, well, I think we should all go together. And this is no good. Charmaine doesn't like it. I don't like it. Vera doesn't like it. I said, Vera, I'm not going to do it. Jane cannot get herself a date. And I don't blame her. She's, you know, it's just, it's hard, Duchess. But she always wants to do things together with all the same women. I know she'll be a little upset tomorrow when I go to Bill's place for dinner, but I really don't care. No way. Jane has no plans for tomorrow night. She's not sure about the party. She thinks she would not enjoy the party. And she's right, because most of the men are younger than Jane. So I don't know what she's going to do tomorrow night. Charmaine isn't going to take her to the party, and I'm certainly not going to take her to Bill's, because Bill's not crazy about her either. So she's on her own. But you see, this is difficult, because she's our boss, she's our immediate supervisor, and you always feel that you have to look out for her. And it makes it very difficult on myself and Charmaine. And so Charmaine said, gee, and what will we do? I said, well, forget about her and let her swim on her own. And so, I don't know, we'll see what's happening. But she's just totally helpless. You have to get her every ride. She would never get any place if you didn't make arrangements for her. It's hard for me to cope with it, Duchess. I haven't got the patience. Anyway, so what else? A couple things you mentioned in your letter. I hope you're feeling better. I really am a little concerned about your health. Just take it easy, Duchess. I think you tried to do an awful lot. And as far as working, I guess you might as well work as long as you're feeling well, but don't overdo it, I guess. You've always talked about quitting when you could afford it. But again, it's good to be active, it's good to be busy, but not too much. I think you have to cut down a bit. Anyway, I hope you take care, that's all. Let's see. I can't think of anything. I have 101 things, I'm sure, I'm supposed to tell you. I bought very little in Japan, Duchess. I really was not thinking. I get tired of shopping, though. I really don't know what I need or what I want. And I've done so much in the past few years. I don't really know what I have. So that, you mentioned in your letter you had a little stove, and I was a little sorry to hear that because you didn't yet have time to receive the hibachi I sent from Tokyo. It's not very big, Duchess. It probably is something you won't even use, but I was hoping you would get it and have a chance to look at it and use it perhaps prior to getting another grill of some sort. Well, what day is today? The 14th. Time just seems to fly by. I keep thinking when October comes, that's my month. Everything is going to go right. I really can't complain, though. Everything has gone pretty well up to now. I'm trying to think what I should wear tomorrow. I think I'll go to bed. I'm so weary. I did stuff. Oh, did I tell you? What day was it? I don't remember. Last Saturday, maybe? Anyway, one of the days, I guess it was Friday or Saturday, I was having a drink with my friend Bill Van Etten, and the lieutenant colonel from across the way asked me if I'd like to join them for a steak barbecue. And he's one of the IGs, too, only he's a light colonel. They have so many colonels in this IG section. Anyway, it was a very pleasant evening. I had... totally unexpected. I had a steak and a few drinks, and then he came over and stuffed the vent for me. He's a funny little guy. I think his name is Jim Bailey. Anyway, to keep my room a little bit warmer, it was so cold, Duchess, I was freezing, literally freezing. And so he stuffed toilet tissue. Oops, excuse me, now I got the hiccups. He stuffed toilet tissue in the vents. Not 100%, but almost. And it has made a tremendous difference. It's not quite so... Oops, there I go. With the hiccups. Anyway, it's much better. At least I can get up in the morning without having to jump up and down. Oh, dear, I should stop this tape. In fact, maybe I just will till I get rid of these hiccups. I'll be back. Good morning, Duchess. It's the next morning. It's, the 15th of August, Saturday. I really just conked out last night. I was so tired, Duchess, because Bill gave me one drink. I don't even know whether I told you or not. Bill came over and said, come and have one drink. He was going up to the CG's mess. So I did, and that's all I needed to put me out. I must have really been exhausted. And so I just got up, and I was in bed almost, about 13 hours. Almost 14, which is an awful long time. As I say, it's the first Saturday I ever got to sleep in. But I needed it. Anyway, I feel great this morning. I'm not quite awake yet. I just looked at the tape recorder and realized I had not finished making my tape after I got the hiccups. And so, I have a lot to do today. I have to go down and have dinner with Bill at his place. Miss my cookout tonight with the general. Anyway, that's the way it goes. As I say, Duchess, I'm not awake. Well, let me lower this radio. Make an awful lot of noise. Okay. I thought I'd try to write a wee note to Aunt Lizzie today. I have not answered her letter. I don't know if I'll get that done or not. Oh, dear. I'm having a big cup of tea, and I still have, just 3 or 4 Fig Newtons left over. I guess I bought those in Japan, yeah, in Tokyo. So I'm munching on those. This tape is practically running out, Duchess. I'll be anxious to hear from you this week, because perhaps by then you'll have seen Cho-Cho and Don. I'm sure that'll be a very pleasant day for you. Please give them my very best. I'm glad everything's going well in the house. I just hope your health is good. Don't try to overdo things. And I'll try to keep up with you on the latest news this week. Jane leaves for the States on the 1st of